Good Monday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by AARP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The big story this morning, Keith Ellison is speaking. Alana Shore and Heather Cagle have the story, with the Minnesota Democrat denying abuse allegations. He said, quote, "I never behaved in this way." He also said a video does not exist because, quote, "I never behaved in this way, and any characterization otherwise is false." Ellison is battling four other Democrats for the nomination to be Minnesota's Attorney General. He's also deputy chair of the DNC.
Karen Monahan is standing by her son's social media account, which first publicly revealed her allegations, saying everything he said is true. The Star Tribune was also on the case. The paper said it found no court records or reports of any incidents between Monahan and Ellison. Monahan has written broadly on Twitter in recent weeks about ending an abusive relationship, but she never mentioned Ellison by name. Ballots will be cast Tuesday in the DFL primary for the AG race, a contest in which Ellison has been seen as a favorite to win.
More fallout from Omarosa Manigault Newman's taping of conversations in the West Wing. Ileana Johnson writes that Omarosa's attack on John Kelly could backfire, largely because she taped conversations in the White House Situation Room, something national security experts say is exactly the type of integrity violation that Kelly fired her for. It's also a major security breach. Daniel Lippman has a piece looking at the steep learning curve Trump is facing on the diplomatic front.
Darren Samuelson has the report on the Manafort trial. It's day 10, and the end is in sight. He writes that the government could rest its case as early as Monday. It's unclear how Manafort's defense will come together, how many witnesses they'll call, if any. Closing arguments could come as soon as Tuesday. For those keeping score at home, Manafort has pleaded not guilty to an 18-count indictment in the Virginia trial. That's five counts for filing false tax returns between 2010 and 2014, and another four counts for failing to report foreign bank accounts, and then nine counts for bank fraud and conspiracies to commit bank fraud.
Couple of 2018 pieces. The Washington Post has a look at how Donald Trump Jr. is emerging as a campaign star despite his Russia baggage. Our colleague Burgess Everett went to Indianapolis to track down Joe Donnelly, who is running a surprisingly low-key Senate campaign.
The AP has a piece up about Google tracking your movements through your phone even when you don't want it to. Cue the congressional investigation. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. President is traveling to Hangar 2060 in Fort Drum, New York, to give remarks and sign the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2019. He is then heading to Utica, New York, where he will meet with supporters at a Hilton and attend a political fundraiser before returning to Washington. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.